step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So where are we? Live on Facebook? What is this?
We are live on Facebook.
What?
Yes.
We got to get you on Facebook.
When I know. Get you on.
When we're done here, I'll get you live streaming on Getter. Okay?
We'll live stream on Getter. Yes.
That'd be
cool.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm excited.
So, Kalen Doerr, he is the Chief Marketing Officer.
Yeah.
From
spokesperson.
Getter.
Yes, ma'am.
Spokesperson. Getter. Now, what is Getter? I've had people ask me what Getter is. I'm like, what? Getter is the newest social media platform. It's taking the place of Twitter. So just get off Twitter and go to Getter.
Come on over.
So if I post this on Twitter, they'll just cancel me at that point.
For the most part, you know, they've gotten away with throttling and getting and shadow banning and banning, you know, conservatives, religious folks, you know, pretty much anyone who speaks their mind that doesn't agree with them. They just get rid of them.
And it doesn't matter if it's the president of the United States. So me being just old little me, they still would do it. They would do it. They're just like, you don't like Twitter. Hold on, move this over just a little bit. There we go. Sorry, started with that.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
You want me to come in? You want to just go ahead and
do it? Why don't you just go see? Because they were going to be done in 10 minutes.
That's fine.
That'll be great. And just, I told them you were going to come over there just to find out what time your interview is. They said, you just couldn't talk to him for 10 more minutes.
Is this Simja?
Here, Jim. You feeling better?
Yeah, I just, you know, here's the thing. When that starts happening, all I can do is just hack it up, spit it out.
Oh
yeah, let's get that on video. Sorry, guys.
So,
we'll actually,
I'll just go the rest
we'll
of
edit
the
that. Okay.
I hope everybody heard that.
Okay. Welcome to Getting Better. I'm Ann Beal. Oh, I got to edit that too. Welcome to Getting Better. I'm Ann Beal, and we are at the NRB. Convention here in Nashville, Tennessee at the Opryland, Gaylord, giant,
it's
mega,
like a, it's
huge.
It's like a whole universe of itself.
Oh my gosh, this huge place.
There's a Cinnabon down the hallway I've been to like 10 times.
It was
I'm
good.
I'm going to get back home, no one's going to recognize me.
So you've enjoyed that.
Oh yeah, we've definitely enjoyed that.
So I have Kalen Doerr here, he's from Getter, and people who don't know Getter, because I've had a lot of people here when I said I'm interviewing the Getter guy, and they're like, Getter who? And I was like, Getter, taking place on Twitter. You know, a new social media platform. They're like, oh, they were all excited.
Yeah.
And I was spelling it G-E-T-T-R-E. It's not.
It's not, guys.
Actually, Cameron Arnett said, I think it's G-E-T-T-R.
Well, there's another app, and it's G-E-T-T-I-R, and it's a grocery delivery app in, like, Turkey. So that's a subscription-based thing. So if you download Getter and you are trying to ask you to pay for it, you downloaded the wrong app because we are absolutely 100% free.
Free. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you are the marketing spokesperson.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about Getter.
Right. So essentially, I worked for President Trump for about 4 years. Our CEO, Jason Miller, worked for him. We both kind of managed his campaign. And after we saw kind of what happened after January of last year, they were going around rounding up conservatives, canceling them, moving followers from their accounts. I mean, I think I lost 20,000 followers on Twitter alone. And so we decided that we had to put our foot down. The censorship had gone too far, not only on social media, but during the campaign, you might remember there was a big bombshell story about Hunter Biden.
Yes.
You know, his whole laptop had come out. And
they buried it.
They absolutely 100% buried it. Yeah. And so we saw that and decided to do something about it. So Jason went out there. We found some incredible engineers, and we made Getter. So now we launched in July of last year. It's literally the fastest growing social media company in history. We had about 2 million users like that. We're at about 5 million users now. And we continue to roll out new features. So we've got live streaming. So hopefully this is one of the last times you have to live stream on Facebook. But we've got live streaming. We do longer posts. So it's like Twitter with 777 characters. We don't compress videos or audio, anything like that. So everything you post on there isn't altered in any way. We have a short form video component. It's like TikTok or Instagram Reels, something
really?
Like that. Yep, that'll be coming out shortly in the next few. I can show you after we're done. It's really cool. I don't get it. I don't do the TikTok dances or anything like that.
I just got on and I joined Getter. And so the app.
You see, Anne doesn't even have a picture yet. So we're going to have to fix that.
But I did join. It's a flame. It looks just like the
flame on your
shirt.
Yeah.
Just red and a flame. So that was pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
So I'll be doing all that.
It's pretty cool. We got to get you on there. We'll give you a shout out.
And I heard about some other really cool features that he can't tell you yet, but I know.
That's right.
I got to keep it down.
We got a big one coming on Monday for everybody. It's really going to help. Because again, we don't want people to spend time on these predatory sites. Like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Notably, people have taken legal action against them for being predatory towards young children, especially,
right?
There's a lot of, I think there's a lawsuit over TikTok targeting young women with like body image content,
mm-hmm.
right? Like young women as young as like, 12, 13, 14, which I think we all can agree is not okay, right? That's a little messed
right.
up. And so, we don't want people over there anymore. So we've come up with some creative ways to get folks to, jump on in on Getter and never log into the awful apps ever again.
Well, and they also sell all your data.
That's right. And we don't do that.
And all that. And you know that they are saving all the information. And if they're in with the government, which they are, then they have your data. And I just, the whole thing is crazy what's happened. I mean, it's just insane. It is a business. So I guess Macy's could kick anyone out of their store mm-hmm. that they want to, but they would get sued. If Macy's, after a while, if they were kicking, it seemed like they were kicking all women out, or mm-hmm. Any category of people, they would get sued. Or they could just do it one time, somebody could sue them, right?
Right.
And so, because that's called discrimination. And so no other businesses can do that. I don't understand. You see all these, the lawsuits with the guy who made the cake, and he didn't want to have mm-hmm. to make one for this gay wedding. And so he chose not to do that, and they sued him, right? And that's been all the way up to the Supreme Court. Why is it, how is it that these social media platforms get away with that? How did they get away with that when they're a business?
Well, I think they've done a really good job of masking what exactly it is they do to these to these accounts, right? Like, a good example would be, we have an employee at Getter. He was banned on Twitter for a few days because they told him he was evading a ban. So they banned him for evading a ban
that he didn't even know what the ban was,
right? And so there's all these rules. We try to be as transparent as possible. I mean, like, when is the last time you saw someone from Twitter, live stream on Facebook with someone at NRB? Right?
Never. Or anywhere.
So that's something that
we... Because I was at the Sage Summit, and there was no social media platform there.
No.
And that's all the high business people in their careers, right?
Yeah. So it's... We really want this to be more of a community, somewhere family friendly, somewhere you can go and feel safe. You're not going to feel like someone's going to threaten your life or any of those things. Basically, the premise of the app is you can come on, you can talk about ivermectin and COVID-19, right?
You
can come on, you can talk about the 2020 election, however the heck you want. You can come on and even talk about President Trump, but you can't come on and call people the N-word.
Or threaten to kill people.
Mm-hmm. Or post beheading videos.
Like
for
the
example.
Taliban that you can post on Twitter and Facebook.
The Taliban has accounts on Twitter and Facebook.
They're not
on Getter.
And they haven't been banned.
No.
I mean, they put
Russia
such
too.
Violence on
Putin
there.
Putin and them, they've all had accounts.
The owner of Twitter looks very much like, because I studied Russian history.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like...
Oh, he's not there anymore.
He's not.
Yeah, Dorsey left a while ago.
Oh, yeah, he did.
There's this new guy, and on his first day...
He's younger.
On his first day, he showed up and basically said, we need more censorship.
Yeah, he's very communist.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly. And he had no problem being blatant about that, right?
No, he did on his first day. Can you imagine going into a new job, the first day on your new job, and just completely changing policy like that? It's out of control, but... What's amazing is the response that we've seen and the response that free market has seen like Twitter and Facebook stock prices have plummeted.
Yeah.
Their user bases have plummeted since, I guess, June, July of last year. And it's a little coincidental. That's kind of around the time that we launched, right?
Right.
Wink, wink. So they've gotten away with doing it in the public for so long. They're, one of the greatest tricks they've ever played is convincing you that it's normal.
Right. Well, and I think even for him to make those blatant statements and say, basically, we're a communist social platform. I mean, basically, he's he's running it, to say that. And for people to just, okay. Then, like, I'm thinking they don't understand what he just said. I mean, but that's when people are blind to evil, I think now.
What was awful
evil
is...
Evil is fine.
Yeah, we walked around at CPAC, I guess, a week and a half ago, two weeks ago now. And that's obviously a much younger crowd.
Really? At CPAC, it's younger?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So it's
so
a lot
younger.
Of the... millennials and people coming out of college,
right.
Actually, they're much more conservative.
They're a little more, they're getting there, but what really shocked me was that none of them know anything better. All they know is censorship because they're so young and social media companies have become so central to their lives that, like, even explaining this concept to folks, when they finally, you see the wheels turn and when it finally clicks, it's really, really moving. It's really eye-opening because it's all they know. I'll tell you, I had a little girl, must have been 17, 18 years old, come up and just give me a big hug. She was bawling, crying. And I was like on the phone. I was like, oh, hi, like, what's going on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was just bawling, crying. And she said that because she supported President Trump in the most recent election, as, a young kid.
Right.
She was outspoken conservative. Her classmates bullied her so hard that now her mom has to homeschool her for her senior year of high school. And she had nowhere to be on social media because her friends, the people she thought were her friends, her colleagues, whatever, her classmates, they harassed her so much just for being a conservative that she had nowhere to go until we launched.
Well, and I think that adults, I mean, I got bullied, right? I got bullied by my own family.
It was never cool being a conservative person. Yeah.
And like, I just would be home and they'd look at me and go, really, Trump? Like, he's orange.
Yeah.
Literally, he's orange. And I'm thinking... They're basically talking about the color of his skin, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, okay. So you think he's orange? I mean, I just, one more thing, right? Like this petty stuff. And it was just so amazing how low people have gone and how much they have changed from being like normal people to turning into mean girls and bullies.
Oh, yeah.
And following the news and media. That they would go after somebody, so now they go after somebody, and now the kids. We have clinics, and these kids, following what they're seeing on TV or what their parents are doing, are learning to bully, and Mean Girls cancel. Okay, they've always done that. Girls do it different
than
boys.
I'm not familiar. I have a very good track record with girls.
They have to. Mean Girls always have been that they talk behind your back, so you don't know what's being said. So you don't even know what it's been said so that you can refute it in any way. They work with people to get them to not like. So their goal is to excommunicate you from the group.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do it because you haven't done anything wrong. So they have to make up stuff so you don't know.
Well, they have to create the environment by which it's acceptable.
And so they do it behind your back. And then everyone knows something that you don't know. And you don't even know what's happened. And people just stop talking to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's always been the way girls, the what we call mean girls in school, that's how they always bullied.
I like this a lot. I'm going to use this for something later.
But the guys, they... pick up kids, put their heads in the toilet, stuff like that. Throw them in trash cans. I mean, they really blatant physical aggression. Girls would do it the way now, media, everyone, this whole cancel culture, that is all, like I was a cheerleader, so there were these few mean cheerleaders. That's what they would do to people.
You weren't one of them, right?
No. In fact, I ended up getting out of cheerleading because of it. But, for me, it was, I see it. I think, oh my gosh, it's so much like that. And it what shocks me is, like, my parents taught me not to be that way.
Yeah.
Not behind people's back. Don't gossip. And definitely don't talk about the color of someone's skin.
Mm-hmm.
And be kind to everyone. If they're kind to you, be kind to them. All those kinds of things we learn, like, in kindergarten, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like now with adults that's what's so blown me away. And so having the thing I like about, even some of the other new social media is coming out. Is that you get options. I mean, the hard part, we've never really had options. Mm-hmm. They were new, I know, so it was cool, but having options to go to. So if we end up, like Spotify, okay, we had Spotify, but I'm telling you, a lot of nudity kept popping up as advertisements. I mean,
oh, really?
Going full nude, but I mean, basically, yeah, inappropriate stuff.
Oh, wow.
And so those ads, I didn't want to try to get the ads off. I couldn't. So we got out of Spotify, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could go to Amazon Music or you go to wherever, you know, you
right.
have all these options. And that was, but with these social media platforms, you just didn't have options. So Getter, you started in July and I didn't even know it.
I know. Well, we've done, it's really been more of a grassroots movement. So we're at about 5 million folks in that time, and we've spent very little money comparatively, which is just truly, truly fascinating. It's, again, it goes to show, like, the left, the powers that be, all these awful people out there, right? Their whole goal is to divide us, because they win when you feel alone,
mm-hmm.
right? When you feel alone, when you feel
right.
ashamed of being who you are. They're mean girls. Actually, I like that. I'm going to start using that more often. They're mean girls. They want you to feel alone. They want you to feel that nobody loves you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what's very clear after being here at NRB for a few days, at CPAC, at just opening and launching Getter, none of us were alone. There are more people out there exactly like you, and they just want to keep us apart. And so, you know, I think that's what's important about what we're doing is that First Amendment right to free speech is very, very critical, because without it, you can't go out there and live your version of the American dream, right? You know, economically. You can't go out there and pursue, you know, career opportunities you want. Without that, you can't go and live out your faith the way you want. And without that, you aren't really, it's not America. And so it's just been absolutely, the feedback we've gotten is really, really moving. Just what we've seen here at NRB has been truly incredible. And just to have the opportunity to sit here with you, I mean, this is really cool stuff, and you know we're just going to continue to grow.
So, if someone wants to go to Getter,
mm-hmm.
okay, and they download, I got my actual name on Getter. I was very excited about
it. I didn't have to do anything about it either. That's the best part.
I didn't have to do any kind of strange or 12 or 57 or whatever. So you can get your name. You can actually get your name. And so that was cool. But for me, you can stream.
Mm-hmm.
You can just, you know, a lot of people, Twitter is just where they give their opinions, right, like that. But you also said they're going to have a version of TikTok videos too.
So yeah, that's in beta. I think only like 10 or 12 folks have access to it now,
mm-hmm.
but it's really cool. If you've ever used TikTok or Instagram Reels, it is exactly like it. It is exactly like it. It is so cool. And we're working on making sure we've got like music rights and all that stuff. So it is, because like I said, the algorithms, the data harvesting is very, very predatory over
mm-hmm.
there. We just want to create, I love using the left's terms, we just want a safe space for folks to come over and be themselves. And
that's
what's crazy,
exciting.
What's exciting about it, this is, it gets me up every morning, is that at any given moment, we could find the next big thing on Getter, because we don't know what conservative content creators are out there.
Yeah.
Because they've been scrubbed out of existence.
And they keep you apart. And that's part of politics, right? Divide and conquer.
That's right.
And they have to divide. And especially in that politics, they know that the majority usually doesn't agree with them. When they're running, they always say what the majority wants.
Yep.
But after they're elected, they don't want to have to be at the helm of worrying about what the people who elected them.
Cause, oh, yeah.
So they want to be able to do what they want.
Now.
Yes. So in order to do that, they have to divide. So mm-hmm. divide. They'll divide families. They'll divide church groups. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
well,
if you're Christian. They'll divide Christians.
The biggest thing, and this has become blatantly obvious the last few years, and this is why we exist, is because their whole existence not only is based on dividing, but also in telling you what is happening in front of you.
Well, and
that's not.
That is like January 6th, right?
Exactly.
I mean, people who were there, I mean, everyone knows that really wasn't a violent thing. Right. So it like Black Lives Matter, blowing up buildings, catching them on fire, beating people everywhere.
Those are peaceful protests. It's cool.
You know, they reword that and they call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
They call that a peaceful protest. So that's flipping everything.
Well, and they get away with it.
January 6th, if anyone says that was just a protest. Now, there are a few people that did some bad things, you know, and those people, whatever. Okay. But there were just a few, and they had the FBI informants rallying them. And that was all coming out. And so people in general know this is like, but when you compare them, you look at all the rioting
yeah.
that had happened, even in D.C. a few weeks before with Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all that. And so part of it is rewording everything, changing all the words, flipping right from wrong, all that. But a long time ago, it was more subtle, but they still wanted to divide you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So dividing. And I never thought it would get like the Civil War. For the first time in my life, I understand how the Civil War could have happened, dividing families, fighting against each other.
Yeah, and I think what we see is these social media companies have become very adept at telling you what you should think is important.
Right.
Right. So, like, take, for example, what's happening in Ukraine right now. Very important, has global implications, right? But it doesn't necessarily have an impact on a lot of people's lives, right? They're probably thinking about inflation. They're probably wondering why their kids got to wear masks to school, you know, all these other things that shouldn't be political, but they are. That's what they care about right now. So, like, I advise everyone, and we talked about this, I spoke here a few days ago, you always got to just take a step back and look at what's important to you, and then always ask the question, who wants me to think this way? Who wants me to read this story, right? Because I'll tell you, I've worked in D.C. for a very long time now, almost nothing is organic.
Right.
It's all being spoon-fed. It's all narrative-driven.
Right.
And nowadays, if you don't comply with that narrative, you get axed from, you know, public society. And it's awful. It should be that we can have an argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not end with, you know, you being a Nazi, me being a white supremacist, and we just call it a day.
Yeah, because even my family, you know, like, pushing the vaccine, right? And I was sitting there thinking, I've never had my family ask me about any vaccine.
Right.
Except when I was a little, they didn't even ask me. I was a little kid. I just got it, right? And so they've never asked me about the shingles vaccine. They've never asked me about the Tdap for tetanus. Mm-hmm. I've never, ever been asked. I've also never been asked about my allergy shots or any other medical thing, ever, ever.
No, this vaccine, yeah.
And so it was the most bizarre thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, the emperor has no clothes. Like, I'm the only one sitting there going, in my family, going, you guys don't see a problem with the way you're behaving or how you're acting about this? That you're doing this to people.
Mm-hmm.
And people with my sister on social media were telling her she needs to kick off anyone who doesn't agree with her. And she's like, well, I'll just let them, you know, drop me. And no, you really need to cancel them. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh. And so that is what everything's become from the people that think like that, right?
Yeah.
But then there's this whole group of people that don't think like that, that think the American way, the way we were taught as kids, the way we've been brought up in America, and that haven't been watching the news nonstop and getting the programming, that this is all normal. And I think that watching it evolve over the decades has truly been. So for me, Getter, G-E-T-T-R, you got to go there and get the app.
Gotta get on.
And join and find like people, right, and be able to. And I'm excited just to have a new place to stream.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Are there any, you know, limitations on that or size or? Oh, yeah.
You just get on there. It's a little complicated. You're probably doing it from a tablet, so it'll probably be easier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's
now, can
easy.
I download from there? Can I download the video?
I don't know. I think that's something we'll work on. Can you? Sunny.
Are you saying yes?
Yes.
Oh, good.
She's saying yes.
Thank you. Are you a spokesperson, too? Because you got your shirt on.
We tagged
you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I got to be able to download it, right? But, you know, the weirdest thing is I have the rights to everything that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook has one of my videos. They won't let me download.
Hmm.
And it was a friend of ours that was attacked by a grizzly bear. And they won't let me download it, saying that the music belongs to somebody else.
Oh, yeah, the DMCA.
And right. I'm like, yeah, what? Yeah. So I'm like, what? Like, the music is in all of them.
Right.
So they won't let me have my video. And that's the thing. And I want
on,
that
Facebook,
to happen.
Get it together.
Maybe they just like it so much. But they want to own it.
Sounds compelling. I'm going to go look for it.
It is called Wild Awakening, is that book. It's an incredible story. But I don't want that to happen again, right? And so it's the only reason I'm thinking about switching. But anyway, we look forward to using Getter.
Thank you. Man.
Thank you so much. And get Kaylin Dorr from Getter.
Get on Getter today. Go download it right now if you're watching.
Oh, got it. Get on Getter and keep getting better.
Ooh,
that's
like
our. That's
I like that. She's coming for my job, guys. I'm not going to have a job after this.
All righty, guys. You guys take care. Remember, keep getting better. Bye-bye.